The United States has downgraded its diplomatic mission to the Palestinians, placing it under the authority of a new American embassy to Israel. The U.S. Secretary of State says the Consulate General will be replaced by a new Palestinian Affairs Unit. Mike Pompeo says the new office will be inside the controversial U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem al-Quds. The move means the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, will be the main go-to person for Palestinians. Friedman has been repeatedly condemned by Palestinians over his support for settlements. Pompeo claims the changes do not signal a change in U.S. policy. Palestinians have condemned the move.
It's part of the so-called deal of the century, meaning they want to take off Jerusalem off the table, refugees and settlements off the table. And it's being dictated by a group of extremist ideologues in the U.S. administration.
Arakat said it's another step by Washington to dictate the outcome of negotiations. Pro-Israel advocates say the decision confirms the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem al-Quds as part of Israel. The move closes off nearly all direct diplomatic contacts between the U.S. and the Palestinians.
It's part of the so-called deal of the century.
A Ramallah correspondent, Mona Candio, says Palestinians will experience numerous challenges following the U.S. move to downgrade its diplomatic mission.
Palestinians would be facing numerous challenges and numerous difficulties. People in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, and even the people of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. This is why the statement of Chief Negotiator Dr. Saeb Arafat saying it endorsed the Israeli narrative, including Jerusalem, refugees, and settlements. And Nabil Shaath, the international affairs advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, insisted that U.S. President Donald Trump is cutting the last connection he said to have with the Palestinian people. The Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs would be following the issue with other states, saying that it's an illegal move and the people of Palestine would be fighting this move. They have the right to have at least this unit in East Jerusalem al-Quds until the issue of Jerusalem al-Quds would be completely solved, where Palestinians here say the eastern part of the city is the capital of the Palestinians.